The Michigan State Senate has passed a bill that allows local and county clerks to begin preparing absentee ballots one day ahead of the election. It allows them to open envelopes, take out the ballots and secrecy sleeves, and get them ready to tabulate. Many clerks consider that a good start, but have pushed lawmakers for more time given the expected wave of absentee ballots. In the first presidential election since the state approved no-reason absentee voting. Justin Roebuck is Ottawa County's clerk. Justin, nice to have you back.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
And Jan Ronselli is the clerk for Bloomfield Township. Jan, good to hear your voice. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
So just for review, if folks maybe have not been paying a lot of attention to this, Jan, can you talk a little bit about why clerks wanted more time to, as we say, prepare the ballots for tabulation?
When you're doing thousands of absentee ballots in one night and you're doing 10,000, 12,000, 15,000, it's very difficult to open them up in a timely manner in order for them to be scanned into your tabulator. The process itself is manual labor, slitting the envelopes, removing the ballot, removing the secrecy sleeve, removing the stub, laying the ballot out flat, backfolding it. All of that is the assembly line part of the job. And that takes more time than running them through the tabulators. And that's where we were concerned as to would we be able to accomplish all of this in one night without staying, you know, going into the next day.
So just to set the table there about what we mean when we talk about preparing ballots and why it's important, I wanted to ask both of you where you stand in terms of absentee ballots requested and returned. Justin, can you give us your update?
We are, Ottawa County stands at about 70,000 absentee ballot requests currently. That's over 30% of our registered voters. And this is unlike anything we've seen before, as in the rest of the state is dealing with a similar issue. Our previous record for absentee ballots prior to this year was about 36,000 absentee ballots cast in the 2016 presidential election. So significant increase.
Jan, how about you? Where do you stand in terms of how many people wanted to vote by mail and how many ballots you've been able to get out the door so far?
In August, just to give you an example, 89% of the people who voted, voted absentee. 11% went to the precincts. That's a big difference. And we're expecting that to be pretty much the same. And maybe it'll be 70% are going to vote absentee and 30% will go to the precincts, because this is an election where people who don't usually vote will always vote. So we're up over 20,000 right now of absentee ballot requests, and we have 37,000 registered voters. And I think that we will probably have at least 20,000 returned.
As I mentioned, Michigan State Senate has passed this bill that gives clerks extra time to process absentee ballots. I wanted to get your assessment of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Jan, what did you think of the final form of the bill? Is this the remedy that is needed?
Well, it's a start, April. And I helped write this bill, so I am thrilled. I mean, I know it's got to go to the House yet, but we started on this bill last year with Ruth Johnson in September or October, and it's been a long ride, I have to tell you.
Yeah, she's a state senator who has been a clerk in the past.
Correct. And was our former Secretary of State. I am thrilled that this is a starting point, and I'm hopeful that the House version of this bill, and then when they go back to put this all together as one bill, is going to be better. And this bill has a sunset caveat on it, so it's only good for the November election. And it's a way for everybody to review how it worked, what was good, what could be improved. And I'll turn this over to Justin. I do know that they changed the times because originally that Senate bill read that you could pre-process, open the ballots up, get them prepared to be counted on Monday from 10 to 5. And that has been amended. I believe it is 10 o'clock still, but till 8 at night.
Justin Roebuck, do tell.
As far as the specific times, I believe Jan is right on the processing times. But I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the importance of timeliness in our count as we begin to process so many more absentee ballots than what we have typically experienced before. And I think timeliness is really a critical factor in this. But what I think is actually more important and more significant for us is the accuracy and the transparency of our process. And this bill does help with that. The fact of the matter is, when we have additional time to process, it's going to do nothing but help accuracy. It's also going to help transparency because, as Jan was saying, you know, with 89% of her votes in her community counted by absentee, in Ottawa County, it was 68%. Those are significant numbers representing really a shift in how we vote. And so we need to kind of adjust our infrastructure and also adjust our transparency to that. Believe me, it is a lot easier for a political party or an interest group to recruit a challenger at 8 or 9 in the morning on Monday than it would be to recruit somebody to come in and observe a process at 3:30 in the morning on Wednesday. And so I think those are important elements that we have to consider in this process as well.
Given the time it took to get the first bill passed, are you optimistic that any amendments will be made before November, realistically speaking?
You know, I think realistically speaking, we are in a situation now where we absolutely need to plan the status quo. You know, as election administrators, we need to prepare in that worst case scenario. And I really believe that, you know, we're running up against a very tight time frame with the legislature, not just with the legislative calendar, but with the actual reality on the ground of how long it takes to institute some of these changes. And so I definitely have confidence that 757 is going to move. But in terms of other legislation, I'm not all that confident that we're going to get a whole lot more. And I think as election administrators, we have to prepare for that, and we have to prepare our voters for that as well.
Some clerks are dealing with a problem with ballots that they downloaded from the Secretary of State's office that included a misprint. Basically, Vice President Mike Pence's name did not appear next to that of President Donald Trump on the ballot. Jen Ronselli, how big a problem is that to correct?
They did correct it yesterday, and it is aggravating because we have 300 overseas and military ballots to issue. And we have to have those issued by Saturday. And when you have a glitch like that occur, it is not only aggravating, but it stalls you in your ability to issue those ballots correctly. And if you already issued them, you have to go back and you have to unissue them and reissue them. So that's a huge glitch. And this isn't the first time that it's happened.
Justin Roebuck, just one last question to you. We're in a situation now where a number of prominent political leaders, including the president, including the head of the RNC and Michigan's Republican Party, have raised questions about the safety of absentee voting. Michigan GOP Chair Laura Cox just said last week that there are serious concerns around the state about fraudulent activity. That has to be hard to hear as a clerk. And I wonder if you have some thoughts about turning the discussion toward the actual facts of the safety of mail-in voting?
Well, I think, you know, mail-in voting is not something new. It's not something new in Michigan. It's not something new across the United States. Mail-in voting is something that we have allowed, for example, men and women who serve our country and put their life on the line for us on a daily basis overseas. We've allowed them to vote by mail for about 160 years, actually. So in Michigan, voting by mail is not new. So, you know, we're going from probably an average of a 25% by mail turnout in previous presidential elections to a much increased volume. And I will give it that. We have to, you know, be able to logistically prepare our infrastructure for an increased volume in votes by mail. But I want to emphasize the fact that Michigan's clerks know how to do this. We have the tools and we have resources. Could we use additional resources and tools? Absolutely. But we have an extremely well-qualified contingent of Michigan clerks out there who are doing their job, and they're doing it so well. Our decentralized system allows for security checks that are really important to be taking place, and those security checks are taking place. I am always encouraged, though, when people call and ask or when they're you know, raising concerns that are legitimate questions about the security of their election. I always tell people, this is not my process, this is our process, you know. And as election administrators, I think we have to answer those questions honestly and forthrightly. But I will tell you that our process is secure. We need to take additional steps to ensure that we are, you know, maintaining that security and even increasing that security. And I think, you know, I just encourage folks to get involved too. If you have questions, you know, I know your local clerks and your county clerks are pretty busy right now, but I think I would speak for most of us when I say we welcome those questions, we welcome the conversations, because we want people to feel secure about their process. And it's so vital that people trust what is happening and how we are conducting the election. And then the second thing I would say to folks is get involved. There is room for you at the table, right? As a election inspector, there is room for you to participate and to help your community in this way. And then by doing that, you're not only seeing the process behind the scenes and seeing how it runs efficiently, but you're contributing as well.
Justin Roebuck is clerk for Ottawa County. We've also been speaking today with Jan Bronselli, clerk for Bloomfield Township. Jan, Justin, it's great talking to you again. Stay safe and thanks for all the work you're doing right now.
Thank you for having us. It's great to talk to you, April.
Thanks, April.